You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in this is part two of a sermon I just started on Friday. Happy Monday morning to everyone, by the way. Maybe it's Monday afternoon. Maybe it's even Monday evening and you're on your way home. You're listening in at 8:45 p.m. to WGOD Radio. What you're going to hear is the second part of this sermon. It's entitled, You Will Know Them by Their Speech. We're going forward here with James, the New Testament book of Proverbs. And he's got a lot to say. James just pulls no punches. And he's going to continue today as we go through chapter 3 of the book of James. I have entitled this, You Will Know Them by Their Speech. This will play again tomorrow, and then we'll be moving on to the next one in this 9-sermon series here through the book of James. And then I'll be on the radio here live teaching Romans verse by verse here behind the microphones. You won't be hearing the sermon as we get started on that. But in the meantime, I invite you out to Island Community Church Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We are in Luke, verse by verse. Love to see you. You're invited Wednesday night at 6. Okay, now with no further ado, more info again really quick on this ministry. You can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. It's always the best way to get a hold of me. Let's play part two now of this message out of James. You will know them by their speech. Next illustration, ships. Look at the ships. Although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Or the King James says, whithersoever the governor listeth. I like that. Listeth. Verse 5, even so. All right, bring it home, brother. Here it comes. Even so, with all these examples here in mind, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Now, James is showing how such a small thing can do so much, be it good or evil. A bit in a horse's mouth. Or a giant ship turned by a small rudder. Likewise, the tongue. Verse 5, even so. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. Gehenna. For every kind of beasts and birds and serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Tell us what you really think, James. What a loving soul this James, isn't he? Man, you gotta love this guy. Look at these things he's been saying. Count it all joy when you fall.
When was the last time someone told you that other than me? Oh, Pastor, I'm struggling. What do I say to you? Praise God, I'm glad. Sin, when it's finished with you, will bring forth death. Pastor, I'm sinning. It's going to kill you if you don't quit. See, that's not a popular message. That's why there's 30 people here and not 300. If I tickle your ear every week, we'll have three services here every week. I can tickle your ear as well as anybody in this town. You know, he know what I meant by that. I'm not that ignorant that I can't tickle your tongue a little. All right, watch this. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. I had a guy on the radio this week. $21, that's all I want. Send me $21. I can do that. Send me $21 and you'll be blessed beyond belief. How many people will we get in here when we open the food pantry tomorrow? I'm going to tell them I promise $21 to everyone who comes here for a loaf of bread. I'll pack this church out in 2 weeks. That's not my message. My message is stop sinning or you're going to die. Because that's God's message. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Because the testing of your faith will develop perseverance. How about this one? Whoever stumbles at just one little thing in here is guilty of the whole book. Chapter 2, verse 10. One thing, one stumble, and you're guilty of all. Or how about this? Faith without works is dead. If you're not doing something for Jesus Christ, pack it in, go home. Your faith is good for nothing. You're going to smell like smoke on Judgment Day. Or how about think twice about becoming a teacher? You want to be a teacher? You're going to be judged different than everybody else. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now, what does he say? Your tongue is an unruly evil. Full of poison, deadly poison. Church, I can't stress enough how we need to guard our tongues and be slow to speak. Isn't it Peter that said? Maybe James said it. Forgive me. Swift to hear and slow to speak. We can do so much damage by the words that come out of our mouth. I know there is not a living soul in this church who cannot relate to what I'm talking about here. No man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. All right, back in the Old Testament, Solomon says this, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. It's Proverbs 18:21. You can either do good or evil with your tongue. And the words that come out of your mouth. Verse 9. With it, or therewith, with it we bless God, even the Father. And therewith curse we men, which are made after the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Does a fountain send forth from the same place sweet water and bitter? Or can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olive berries? Or a vine, figs? So can no fountain yield both salt water and fresh. Church, it's up to you. You can either bless with your tongue and your speech, or you can curse. You can curse others, which in turn will come back to haunt you like a boomerang. Paul wrote this, 1 Corinthians 6:9. He says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Then he said, do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, or covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will enter the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. Now a reviler is the Greek word loiteros. It means someone who cuts somebody down with their speech as a lifestyle. Not someone who said once something mean to someone. Otherwise, no one would get into the kingdom. Can anyone here regret saying something really mean to someone that cut them down? Like when it says a drunkard. It's an adjective, not a noun. Drunks will inherit the kingdom of God. But a drunkard, when that describes you, that's who he's talking about. Here, reviler. Someone who slanders someone with speech. Notice how being a reviler will keep you out of heaven. Notice how being a reviler is no different than being a homosexual. You did hear me, right? If you are a practicing reviler, then heaven is not in your future. And it's time to change. Let me give you an example of that. Westboro Baptist Church. They picket funerals. So they went to this funeral of a soldier killed in action, happened to be homosexual. So they went there with these pickets and they started picketing. It says, God hates homosexuals. Actually, it was a derogatory term for homosexuals. Now that is a reviler. And it's a practicing reviler. You know what makes a difference? They bought airline tickets to go there. That makes you a practicing reviler. You thought it out. You didn't just blurt it out without meaning. You bought the tickets to go there. That makes you a practicing reviler. And little do you know, you're here condemning the homosexual that's already condemned, and you're guilty yourself. Let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. You're condemning the homosexual here, and you're guilty of reviling. I suggest you get on your knees and repent, and not be so fast to be judgmental of others. Reviling. Another definition for a reviler is an insulter. For a lifestyle. Insulters. I know Pam's the counselor. She could tell you probably, I don't know how many times, how much damage is done to people who were cut down by someone or by their parents, by their father or mother, who told them they won't ever amount to anything. If you were told that your whole life, you're a reviler. You don't do that to people. Build them up. Don't cut them down. Build people up.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for.